Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by Al Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the last Aliyah in Parsha's Miketz, that's Perek Mem Gimel Pasuk Lamed, and the brothers had just brought Binyamin to Yosef's house, and Yosef finally saw Binyamin, Vayamahar Yosef, and Yosef hurried, Kinichmu Rachamav El Achiv, because his compassion was aroused to his brother, Vayavakish Livkais, and he wanted to cry, Vayavay HaChadra, and he went into the room, Vayav Kshama, and he cried over there. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed, Kinichmu Rachamav, what does that mean, his compassion was aroused? Shalai, he asked him, Yeshcha Achmeim, do you have any brothers from your mother? Amrullah, he said, Achayuli, I had a brother. But I don't know where he is. So he asked him, Yesh l'chabanim, do you have any children? Amrullah, so Binyamin told him, Yesh l'asar, I have 10 children. Amrullah, he said, Mashimam, what are their names? Amrullah, so Binyamin told him, Bela v'vecher, and there's 10 children that Binyamin had that he listed for him. Amrullah, so he asked him, Ma tivun shel shem halalu, what's the nature of those names? Amrullah, Binyamin answered him, Kulam al shem achi v'atzar sashem tzau, all of them are because of my brother and the troubles that befell him. Bela, which was the name of one of his children, is shenivla ben hu'umais, he was swallowed among the nations. Becher is shahay b'char l'imi, my brother, he was the Bukhar, he was the firstborn of his mother. Ashbel was another one of his sons, Sheshavai Kel, Hashem made him a captive. Geiraz Shen is Garbachsanya, he lives in an inn, meaning he lives in a foreign land. Vinaman, another one of Binyamin's sons, Shahayanayim B'yaser, he was very pleasant. Achi Varash, two different sons of Binyamin. Achi Haya, he's my brother, Varashi Haya, he was my head, he was my leader. Mupim is me Pi Avi Lamad, he learned Torah from my father. Vachupim is Shalaira Chupasi, Vlaira Isi Ani Chupasai, I didn't see his chupa and he didn't see my chupa. Va'ard, his last son, Shiar Labain of the Kachavim, that he descended, he went down among the Gentiles, and miyah nichmu rachmav, then his compassion was aroused because he heard this display of love from Binyamin towards him. So back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed Aleph, after he cried, v'yirchatz panav, he washed his face, v'yetzeh, and he went out, v'yisapak, and he held himself back, v'yirman, and he said, simu lachem, place bread, meaning let's get ready to eat. Let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed Aleph, v'yisapak nisameit, he strengthened himself so as not to say who he was. So back to Chumash Lamed Beis, v'yisimu loy levadai v'lahem levadam, and they set for him alone and them alone, v'lamitzrim ha'ichlam and all the Mitzrim that were eating with him alone as well. Because Mitzrim can't eat bread. They're not able to eat with Jews. Because it's an abomination for Mitzrim. Let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed Beis. It's something hated for them to eat with Jews. And Unklus gives an explanation. That's because since the Jews eat the god of the Mitzrim, since they eat sheep, and sheep is the god of the Mitzrim, so therefore it's an abomination for them to eat with Yidden. So back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed Gimel. And they were seated before him. The oldest one based on his seniority and the youngest one based on his youth. And each man looked at each other in astonishment. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Habcharki B'chirasai, Makeb Gaviyah V'Kairei. He would strike his goblet and call out, Ruvain, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun, Bnei Em Achas, all of you are the son of the same mother. Hasebu Kaseder Hazeh, you have to sit in that order. Shuv Seir Tol Dosechem, that is the order that you were born in. V'chein Kulam, and he did that with all of them. Kivin Shigele Binyamin, once he reached Binyamin, Amar, he said, Zeh Ein Lo Yem, he doesn't have a mother, Vani Eliyam, and I don't have a mother, Yeshiv Etzli, he's going to sit next to me. And they were all astonished, because how in the world did this random Egyptian ruler know so much about them? So back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed Daled, Vayisa Masos, Ma'ez Panav Aleihem, he passed portions from before him to them, Vateirev Masas Binyamin, Masas Kulam Chamesh Yadais, and the portion of Binyamin was five times greater than their portion, Vayishtu, Vayishgur Yimai, and they drank, and they became a little bit inebriated with him. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed Daled, Masos is Manas, this is portions, Chamesh Yadais, five times greater, Chelkaim Echav, than the portion of his brothers, Masas Yosef, Asas, Menashe, and Ephraim, and the portion of Yosef, Asas, Menashe, and Ephraim. But Yishkuru Imai, they drank with him. Miyam Shemacharu, from the day that they sold him, Loi Shasu Yayin, they did not drink wine, Veloi Hushas Yayin, he didn't drink wine. But Asa Yayim Shasu, on that day, all of them drank wine. So that's why we have this Lashon of Yishkuru Imai, they drank with him, meaning all together they were drinking, and this is the first time any of them had wine since the day of the Mechira. So back to Chomish Perk Mem Dalad Pasuk Aleph. Vaitzavis Asher Albezoi Lemer, and he commanded the one in charge of his house, saying, Malesa Amtachaisa Anoshim Oichel, fill the sacks of these men with food, kashir yuchlun se'es, as much food as it can carry, v'sim kesef ish b'fiam tachtoi, and place each man's money inside the mouth of his sack, v'es givi, and my goblet, givi akesef, that silver goblet, tasim b'fiam tachsa katoin, you shall place in the sack of the youngest one, v'es kesef shivroi, and also the money that he brought for food, v'yas kedvar Yosef asher diber, and he did exactly like what Yosef told him. Habaikar ar, it became light outside, v'anoshim shulchu, and the men were sent off, heim v'chamireim, them and their donkeys, heim yatsu esair, they had just left the city, loy herchiku, they weren't far away, the Yosef Amar al-Shael Beisoy, and Yosef told that who was in charge of his house, go and chase after the men, v'yisag them, and catch up to them. V'amartalem, you should tell them, lamashilamtem ra tachas toiva, why did you repay with evil when you got good? Haloi zasher yishta adoni bay, is this not what my master drinks from? V'hu nachesh yinachesh bay, and he surely divines with it. Harayosem asher asisem, you have done evil with that which you acted. So v'yasigem, and he caught up with them, v'ydaber elem, and he spoke to them as hadvar me'ela, all these words. So v'yemre elav, the brothers said to him, lamidaber adoni kadvar me'ela, why did my master speak such words. Chalila la'avodecha me'asayis kadavar hazeh. It's unseemingly, it's degrading for your servants to do such a thing. We would never steal something. And what's the proof that we wouldn't steal anything? Because hein kesef asher matzanu b'fiyam t'chayseinu hashivaynu elecha me'aretz Kanan. The money that we had found in the mouth of our sacks, we brought back to you from the land of Canaan. So ve'ech nignoi v'beis adonecha kesef ha'izav. Why is that we would go about stealing silver gold from the house of your master? Asher yimatzei itei me'avodecha v'meis, whoever it's found among your servants, he shall die. V'gam anachnu nye aladoni la'avodim, and we also should be for my master's slaves. Meaning they were basically saying, there's no way we could have stolen your master's goblet. Whoever it's found by, he shall die, and the rest of us will be slaves. Let's just see Rashi of your pasuk zayin chalila la'avodecha chulin hilanu l'shain genai. It's unseemingly, this is degrading for us. Rashi pasuk ches hein kesef, so they use this logic to prove that there's no way they would have stolen anything from Yosef's house. Ze echad me'asar kal v'chaimer murim b'tayra. This is one of the 10 kal v'chaimers found throughout the Torah. V'kulin menuim b'breishas rabba. So bat chomish pasuk yud v'yomer, and he said gam ata kedivrechem ken hu. Just like your words, that really is so. Asher yimatzei ita yeli aved, the one whom it's found by, he's going to be a slave for me. V'atem tiyu nikim, and you shall be free. You shall be clean. Let's see Rashi over here pasuk yud gam ata kedivrechem avzu min adin emes. This is really true. Kedivrechem ken hu. Exactly, you said that's really what it should be. Shakulchem chayim badaver, because really all of you are guilty. Asar shenim says gneve biyad echer mehem. If you have 10 people and something stolen is found among one of them, kulim nitpasim, all of them should be arrested for that. Aval ani aset lechem lifnei mishuras hadin. I'm going to do for you lifnei mishuras hadin. Asher yimatzei ita yeli aved. Only the one whom it's found by, he's going to be a slave, and all the other ones, they're going to be free to go. Not like you said that the one it's found by is going to be killed and everyone else is going to be slaves. You guys are going to be free to go, and we're only going to take one slave. That's the one who stole the goblet. So back to chomish pasuk yud aleph vayimaru, and they hurried. Vayiridu ishasam tachtoi artzai, and each man took his sack and he lowered it to the ground. Vayiftachu isham tachtoi, and each man opened up his sack. Vayichapes bagadol heichel uvakatan kila, and he searched. He started with the older and he finished with the younger. Vayimati hagaviyah b'hamtachas binyamin, and the goblet was found in the sack of binyamin. Vayikru sim loisam, so they tore their garments. Vayamais ishal chamayra, and each man reloaded his donkey. Vayishuvu ha'ira, and they went back to the city. Let's just see Rashi over here. Pasuk yud beis bagadol heichel. He started with the oldest. Shaloya gishu shayodeh heichanu, so they shouldn't realize that he knew where it was. Pasuk yud gimel and Rashi. Vayamais ish al chamayri balei zraya hayu. They were very strong. And they didn't need to help each other load each other's donkeys. They were able to load their own donkeys. Says Vayishuvu ha'ira. They went back to the city. So now Rashi asks, metropolis ha'isa. It was a great large metropolis. And we're saying they went back to the city ha'ir kolshu, as if it's like this little tiny small city. Why are we calling it a small city? To them, it was only like this small little city that had 10 people in it. Lenin hamacham in regards to war, meaning they were prepared to wage war, and didn't make a difference how big the city was. So back to chomash pasuk yud dalet vayava Yehuda ve'echav beis Yosef, and Yehuda and his brothers came to the house of Yosef. V'u'edenu sham, and he was still there. V'yipul ufan of arza, and they fell in front of him onto the ground. Let's just say yud dalet in Rashi, denu sham, he was still there. Shahayim amtin lehem, because he was waiting for them. So back to chomash pasuk dasvav vayamel hem Yosef. Yosef told them, ma amasa ez asher asisem, what is this deed that you did? Halayidatem, don't you know kinachesh inachesh ish asher kamani, that a man like me is surely a diviner? Let's just see Rashi over here, pasuk dasvav, what he means. Halayidatem kinachesh inachesh. Halayidatem, don't you know ki ish chashav kamani, that a man as important as me, yedel lenachesh, knows how to divine, vilodas midas umisvarubina, and to know something based off of his knowledge, logic, and understanding, kiatem ginatem hagavia, that you stole the goblet? So back to chomash pasuk dasvav, vayamel Yehuda. Yehuda said, ma noimer ladani, what can we say to my master? Ma nidaber, what can we speak? Uman instadok, how can we justify ourselves? Hashem is the one that has found the sin of your servants. Behold, we shall be slaves for my master. Also us, gamasher nimsa gavia biyadei, also the one who the goblet was found with him. Let's just see Rashi of your puzzle design. We know that we didn't go afoul. We didn't do anything wrong. We know this is from Hashem to bring this upon us. The Baal Chayv, the one who's owed the money, he found a place now to collect his Chayv. This is an expression of righteousness, meaning we can't justify ourselves. So back to Chomash Pasuk Yod Zayin, Vayomer, and Yosef said, Chalilali, it's unseemingly to me, Masai Zayis, to do this. Ha'ish asher nimsa agaviyah biyadei, the man whom the goblet was found in his hand, hu yeli aved, he shall be for me as a slave, v'atem alu l'sham l'avichem, and you can go up in peace to your father. So we conclude the parasha right here at the climax of the story. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.